And we're back. So we were out on spring break, but not to break our normal script here, but I'm going to go out of order. I'm going to go ahead and start with the term of the week.
Do it.
Because now I took off last week for spring break, so we didn't have an episode, but now we're back in the saddle. So thank you for that submission, Ryan Young at Fort Capital. Yeah, he tweeted that at us. He's like, another term for the week. Sweet, you're up. So thank you. Thank you for sending that. Anybody else has any funny terms, let us know. We'd love to use them. So week 13, all the CRE bros are back from Seaside or wherever it is that you went. And
back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. So use all those excuses all day long. Hey, just coming out from underneath the pile, you know, just getting caught up, da 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 da. So you're back. So
no more excuses.
Yeah.
Back in the trenches. Get your butt on the street.
Yeah. So real quick, I just want to touch on some things. I went to San Antonio in New Braunfels area for spring break. And we went to the Alamo. And like, I've been to the Alamo, but I haven't been in a long time, right? Yeah. And it was really cool.
The Alamo is?
Yeah. Like, we took a guided tour, and it's like, you know, the whole... I mean, what's crazy is all the people that died in there were not even Texans, really.
See, as somebody who's not from Texas, I mean, I got a probably two-page history lesson on it in the fourth grade somewhere, Davy Crockett, all that stuff. I don't know that much, and I'm a little embarrassed that we spend so much time down there. I haven't been. I saw it once years ago.
You should do the guided tour.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. It was really cool. It's the, you know, it was, you know, Santa Ana was no quarter. We're not taking any prisoners. Yeah. We're coming to kill you.
Yeah.
And,
tough.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. We're sitting there, we're looking at one room in the church, and that's where they put all the women and children, you know, and they didn't kill the women and children, but you know, could you imagine like you being like, hey, Emily, you and the kids sit in this room. I got to go fight this, you know, and then.
I'm going to die.
And the youngest person that was fighting that died was 15. So I'm sitting there like, well, that's Barrett. You know? So it was just I don't know, man. It was like, dude, it made you proud to be a Texan.
Yeah.
Like,
it gives me some goosebumps right now. Yeah.
It was really cool. You know, we all know the story of the Alamo, but like, man, if you get some time to go down there and really explore it, it's pretty interesting.
Oh.
Another very odd fact. Yeah. Is someone that donates the most artifacts and money to the Alamo is Phil Collins.
I don't know who that... Phil Collins, like the composer, the artist.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, from England.
Why? Know?
I can feel it calling in the air tonight.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
Like he's a big Alamo nut job. So, has a lot of collected artifacts that he's donated there. And so, it's very... Very kind of That's interesting so fact. Random. So, anyways, a little Texas history there for you.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I really strongly suggest going back and just taking a look at it if you're down there.
Okay.
It's definitely worth it.
Joey and I are going to be down there this week. So let's see if we can fit it in.
Yeah. Okay. So, economic calendar this week. We got initial jobless claims coming out on Thursday. Forecast is 214. The previous was 209. And then... You've got new home sales. Oh, I'm sorry. Housing starts comes out on Tuesday. Forecast is 1.45 million, up from 1.33 was the previous, is what the forecast is. So I could see that going up. And then on Wednesday at 2 to 2:30 or 3 o'clock, the Fed's going to be speaking and talking about interest rate decisions. So
interesting prediction.
No cuts yet, but. Everybody thinks the bet is coming around June. So
mine is hold firm.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold. So
I think they'll hold through the year, rest of the year.
Yeah.
Hopefully no political influences.
Right.
That would be a shame.
Regardless
of who wins.
So that's what's going on. So new thing we're going to start tracking, which we did this last time. Is the U.S. debt, how much it has gone up since we last spoke. So this is over 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, 2 weeks.
This is over 2 weeks.
Diga, man, tell me. Give it to me.
$38 billion.
Dude, that's a nut.
We went into debt $38 billion since we last talked.
That's a nut. Aren't they trying to pass some more foreign aid stuff too? More Israel and Ukraine?
Sure. Why not?
Like, that's just nuts. I forget where I heard this, but I think the Maui devastation was like $7 billion or maybe two. I don't know the number.
They got no money for it.
Less than 10, say.
Yeah.
They got zero.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking zero private influence, no insurance company. Chubb's not coming out to save you, but the federal government could step in, rebuild the whole thing for, call it, $10 billion. That's crazy. $38 billion in 2 weeks, man.
Man, that's just...
it's waste.
If you or I ran a company that performed like that, we would be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm all down. I think I'm probably more center than left or right, but... like, I'm down for these programs and stuff, but like, that's a lot of loot in 2 weeks, man. Like, geez, oh, Pete.
Yeah.
People need help and things need to go on, but a diet here and there is totally okay.
Yeah. So we'll start tracking that. The Dow, pretty much unchanged, closed out at 38,714. S&P, pretty much unchanged as well, closed out at 51.17. The NASDAQ was down about 70 bips at 15.973.
I just want, if we went on a diet, I just wonder how impactful it would be on the economy. Like, how much of a shock. Like, would it be like a ketosis, you know, when you stop eating sugar and carbs and all that, and you're like, blah. You know, for the first week.
Well, would it be on us or would it be on foreign countries?
I don't know.
Because how much goes out to foreign countries?
Probably a fair amount. But like, I just wonder how much of that $38 billion is like paying people who are doing road improvements, teachers, you know, funding payroll at these bigger three-letter institutions. You know, I'm not talking about like, hey, we sent a Billy over to Ukraine. Like, just your average...
I mean, okay, so on February 13th, 24, the Senate passed the National Security Act 2024, a vote of 70 to 29. If enacted, the Division A would act to provide approximately $60 billion for Ukraine-related activities.
That's so fake. Okay, continuing. Sorry. When I hear the stock market numbers, I'm like, man, like, if we did any form of dieting, how haywire would the markets go?
They might go up.
Because it's hoping for a leaner, better version of America.
I mean, that's what happens sometimes when companies like have massive layoffs, their stock goes up because they're like, oh, they've came up with a plan to be more profitable.
Yeah. They're trimming the fat.
So. All right. West Texas crude broke through 80, closed out at $81.
Oh, good.
To be up to 3.73%.
That's good for our tenants.
The five-year treasury was up from 4.054 to close out at 4.326. And the 10-year treasury is 4.318. So those both went up about 5 to 6%. So treasury's creeping back up.
Yeah.
Go get your yield, people, if you want yield and that stuff. You want to park cash short term. 1 week performance on real estate stocks, real estate services coming back.
Yeah.
Probably might not be a bad time to buy real estate brokerage stocks because they've been depressed pretty hard.
I would totally buy a ton of CB.
CB. JLL. JLL. Marcus.
Yeah. Marcus for sure.
You know, those have all been hit pretty hard. So
I think Cushman, I heard they're saddled up with a lot of debt. So maybe I don't know enough about how they're performing, but I would steer clear. But
well, they're getting in a lawsuit with CB over a guy they hired. Or his non-compete.
Oh, really?
Maybe not Cushman's getting a lawsuit. I think this guy they hired from CB's getting sued over his non-compete. Saw that over the weekend. Let's see. And overall, real estate development is leading for the 1 month performance. Well, the NAR settled on the commission deal. Did you see this?
You know, my boy Avedikian was pounding the table about it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really affect me, so I didn't really read it, to be truthfully honest with you. And I'm of the opinion where it's like, if I ever need to sell my house or buy my house, it's the cost of doing business. So
That's where I think it ultimately ends. I mean, here's the deal. All you're going to do is keep people from showing your house when they see they can't get paid.
I agree, man. Like, I mean, because we're in the business of buying and selling assets, and, you know, brokers, we want them to be motivated.
Well, it's all going to equalize itself out because here's what's going to happen. You have a buyer's rep, right? And the buyer, if I'm a buyer rep, I'm thinking this is how their thought process is going to go, is they're going to say, you know, hey, client, I can represent you. If I represent you and they don't offer me a fee, you got to pay my fee. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all going to get just negotiated into their negotiation, right? Yeah. Now, they might not care, right? So maybe it's because of all these multiple offer situations. It's like, well, we don't care. Just pay your broker, you know, and then you want the house so bad, you just take it, right?
But yeah.
But that's, I mean, that could have been going on anyways. If I was a listing broker back then, I'd be like, hey, we got like 20 offers, so if you want to have your client pay your fee, it could help you. I mean, I'm sure that went on.
But that happens in our side of the house.
So,
right? Like, hey, you know, it's an $8 million deal. You're chintzing me on my fee, buyer, i.e. Matador, can you kick in a half a point? Like that happens, like not all the time, but,
yeah.
And we always try to make an accommodation. I know other groups that we compete with, you know, I think everybody's trying to make an accommodation to make sure. Mm-hmm. But, and then, you know, they kind of hide behind, oh, it'll help like first time home buyers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, does it mean that much? $9,000, $6,000 on a $300,000 purchase?
I'll tell you the one thing I do think that the MLS does that I think is total crap.
Uh-huh.
Is if you don't have MLS, then the listing broker will have a lower commission for you.
Oh, that's BS.
Yeah, right? it's pretty chintzy, man. I think that's crap.
Yeah.
Now, the flip side, you know, so I mean, I don't have MLS, but I've gone to go buy a house just randomly before, like if it's an investment deal, and they're like, oh, well, you're not on the MLS. So
what, do you get a point and I get to keep five?
It's like they take a point off of you or something.
And that's crazy.
I was like, okay, what is this retribution for all the time residential agents have shown up on a commercial transaction and gotten fleeced?
It's time to get owned.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting, it is a monopoly, right? Yeah, like it totally is. Like, you know, you have to be a part of that deal. Yeah. And I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it changes. So,
unfortunately, it's like, the more they poke this beast, mm-hmm. the more, in my opinion, someone's going to hack or figure out how to do all this online, automate it through some, you know, what do they call it? The exchange services that Bitcoin's on, you know, like this is going to motivate some dude or girl to figure that out, to make it almost seamless. Title will be done on some exchange. Latham talked about that at one point, or he has seen that. But,
well, I mean, to a degree, I would say probably houses that are, depending on area, right?
Correct.
Maybe 600,000 and under.
I'd agree. Maybe even lower.
It's kind of like trading a commodity.
I would agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, very, you know, well, it's a Pulte home, it's a DR home, it's a stamped out product. Yes. You know, it's not
Yes.
So at that point, like, why do you need brokers involved?
I agree, right? Because if you've got 20 floor plans and you just built 500 homes,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, one out of every five houses looks like yours, except the door might be on the left instead of on the right.
Right.
It's the same thing. So it actually would be probably better for the builder. Here's the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Show you have proof of funds. Your bank does it automatically. Like, you know, you got Zelle or whatever. Bada bing, bada boom. You know, it's done.
Yeah.
Cost $5,000. It's cheap for everybody.
Yep.
But like, I
can see that happening though. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, for sure. I think there's a lot of really good residential agents out there, but at the end of the day, they don't have to show their properties. They won't show their properties. So really, I think that's why they ding you if you don't have MLS, mm-hmm. where you don't have Netrust, and they actually have to go drive to their listing and show it. They want to be paid extra for that, which is, in my mind, I don't understand that because I've, you know, when I listed properties, I have to show every single one of them.
Well, to do a transaction, you need to have both two parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should somehow get paid adequately enough for bringing the other party to the table. That just doesn't make any sense to me because you didn't have this piece of technology or didn't pay this subscription. It's ridiculous, but, you know, they want to talk about it being more cost efficient. I think technology is going to make it more cost efficient. And that unfortunately put a lot of people out of work, you know, from title. They're not, people aren't thinking about this.
Well, it won't put title out of work. You're always going to have title.
For sure. But like,
it'll get a lot of residential agents off the street that probably shouldn't be there in the first place.
For sure. Or you might have a little bit of fat trimmed off at title companies, law firms.
Sure.
Some banks.
Well, I mean, AI is going to do that in every industry.
For sure. Yeah. So. But yeah, it's just don't poke the beast. It works.
Yeah. Right? I mean, like who's, yeah. So they agreed to pay $418 million.
But who's that going
the
loss, to?
The settlement, the suit was 1.8. Right. Who's it going to?
Like, is that, is it like, hey, if you bought a home in the last 10 years, you get an $1,800 check?
I don't know.
You know, like, who's this going to?
I don't know.
Is it going to the agents who got screwed because they didn't have MLS? That's where I'm like.
Yeah. I think it's going to the sellers somehow. Whoever the sellers were that put the class action lawsuit together.
The lady who sold me her house is a sweet woman. She's like in her mid 80s. She's probably not alive right now. Like,
right.
She,
right. Like does their estate get it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I don't know how crazy. You had to get a part of this, but it is what it is. Okay. You had something in Austin?
Yeah. Kind of in the same breath. Wall Street Journal came out this morning at 5:30. Once America's hottest housing market, Austin is running in reverse. So basically, you know, the geography down there, the topography kind of lends itself to make it hard to build. And, mm-hmm. you know, the land's really expensive. But everybody knows that Austin just ballooned over the last 4 years. And I guess I didn't realize this. It grew by like almost 60%, I think the numbers. It's now the country's 10th largest city.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I was there this week like you were.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel that big, but it is dense. And yeah. So I guess so prices went up 60% and now they're falling. They're about 11% less than where they were at the peak, which is the largest dip out of any metro in the country. And now, but then they talked about also rents and how like developers and landlords are kind of giving out a free month or a couple of free weeks. But when I was renting here in DFW, that was common. Like you could always kind of work a deal.
Mm.
So I'm not as concerned about that, but that just feels a little bit more normalizing. So
yeah, that's kind of sounds like what it is. I mean, it just got so hot. It got white hot, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, I had breakfast, I had coffee with a broker, and then, you know, immediately behind us was a neighborhood. And I went on Zillow just kind of look up like where am I and all that. I mean, there was teardown homes for $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy smokes, this is crazy. So
yeah, I mean, I've looked at land down there, and it's
nuts.
It's a lot.
But it makes me feel really good for what we bought.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we don't own a ton. I'm not going to act like, hey, we own all this stuff down there.
It's
but
85,000
like,
feet.
But yeah, no, I mean, the supply constriction's there.
That's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
So, and more. I just hope more people keep on moving there. That's a really cool town. I had a lot of fun. But yeah, it looks like Austin's getting a little soft.
But that happens.
It happens.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I got for this week.
I'm going to be on the road the next 2 weeks. So if you got some deals in the Texas Triangle you want me to come look at or you just want to meet, we've got dry powder. I'll be in San Antonio, Austin area this week and then Houston probably next. Just touch base, say hello to people. So if you got anything you want to look at, let either of us know.
Yep.
But outside of that, we're just kind of busy.
Yep.
Bella? Just
clipping the weeds, right, Bella?
Yeah.
Got a little weed trimming to go do. So.
That's all.
All right. Well, good luck out there, commercial real estaters. Get out from underneath the pile and, you know, bifurcate things the way you need to and get out there and get after it. Huddle up with your team if you need to.
So. Don't forget to circle back.
Yep. Okay. We'll see you.